Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. Welcome to our quinceañera! 15 episodes young and still dancing to a beat that slaps harder than Tito Puente. It's Brimstone here for Within Brim's Skin with my little buddy Alex.
What's up, guys?
And let me tell you, brother, it's gonna be an amazing show. Why?
Because it always is.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm stealing Kim's thing.
That's cool.
Okay, all right.
So, Within Brim's Skin brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane & Tail Hair Care Products, Discover the Secret, and Beyer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. So. This is a fantastic week.
Yeah? Why?
I don't know. I just felt like saying it's a fantastic week.
Okay. It is a pretty good week.
One thing I do want to say, it is Pride Month.
Oh my God. And I have so...
We are going to talk about that last segment. We're going to be discussing it. I have a whole bunch of stuff I want to talk about, but I left a whole chunk for you to talk.
There is a big thing that happened this week.
Hold it.
But I'm going to hold it
until we discuss it, okay? But what do you call it? I first and foremost, I wanted to start this off right. I want to say that I am again proud to announce something. All right? The Grindhouse Radio and myself are now working with my friends over at Red Roof. Not sure if you knew this, Alex.
You told me a little bit before, off air.
Did I?
Yeah, okay, yesterday.
Good. Well, all right, so now, I don't know if you were aware, but they actually have this incredible program. It's called the Budget Heroes.
Okay, what is that?
Now, what it does is it allows people like us who travel near and far to Comic-Cons and to business events, et cetera, all that jazz,
okay,
the opportunity to save 15% on their stay at one of the over 600 Red Roof properties.
Seriously?
Yes, it's absolutely amazing.
That's awesome.
So the fact is, you can utilize a code. There's a special VIP code for the program. It's 625626. And when you book, it'll knock off the 15%. You'll save an extra few bucks to, instead put towards your cosplay or buy that cool piece of art you've been oogling for the last month.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Buy yourself a new guitar, jazz.
I could always use a new guitar.
Anyway, I just wanted to welcome them to the Brimstone family. Looking forward to working with them for a long time to come. Welcome to the family. Okay, so Alex?
Yeah?
Today's secret word is...
ribs.
Ribs.
But you keep saying it.
Sorry. Those meaty things.
Yes.
All right, so why is those meaty things the secret word of the day?
They're so tasty and scrumptious. And
are you talking about Ritna?
All right, so last week, incredibly eventful. We went to Rib King NYC.
You didn't even catch that one, did you?
And there were ribs, ribs, and more ribs.
God, they probably think I'm a maniac out there.
So I went with, it was myself, Zambo, and Kim from Grindhouse, and we went out to this amazing event. It's Jimmy, who runs Brisket King. He does Pig Island, New York City, which, what do you call it, we are going to be judging.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to be doing that
when
in September.
When is that?
That's September.
All right.
So you're going to get your grub on.
Oh, I'll get my grub on.
Let me tell you, the food is redonkulous.
Oh, I love redonkulous food.
It is amazing. There's so much bacon and, oh, yeah.
Speaking my language, Brim.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, man, it's amazing. So what do you call it? So it was an absolutely intense time. So many amazing flavors. It was truly unreal. We had our friends from Kimchi who are doing the Grindhouse Radio this week.
Oh.
They actually won, I believe, fan favorite. There was one of them they won.
Yeah, they won something.
They
won
something. I don't remember because I wasn't judging last night. But all I know is that they handed me from this one joint, and I can't remember the name. I'm sorry. I can't remember the name. But I walked over, they handed me this ginormous beef rib, and they just thank you. And they slapped it in my hand.
Get in my belly.
Oh, man, I'm sure that was in your belly.
Ridiculous. Redonkulous.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Yeah, I was just super, super excited. So, yeah, I enjoyed the hell out of it. We had a great time. And what do you call it? I'm looking forward to, like I said, Pig City.
That's going to be great.
Pig Island. So,
an island full of pigs.
Yes, yes. So I wanted to talk a little bit about travel.
Okay.
Right? Now, I happen to travel all the time. I'm touring, quite often. And, it's very important to understand. When you are out somewhere where you're not familiar, if you don't know people, if you're by yourself especially, you shouldn't be going out after hours. You shouldn't be going out anywhere by yourself. It is very, very dangerous.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
Now, that being said, a couple actually went to a retreat with another couple. They were good friends.
Okay.
To the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
Now, you can already feel where that's
going. Yeah, kind
of. Now, look, I have no problem with Dominican Republic. I know a lot of people from Dominican Republic. It's a beautiful place. However, there are safe places and there are unsafe places.
I mean, that's kind of with everywhere,
this
though.
This is true. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So they were actually staying at a place called Majestic Elegance, all right, which is, a place that people have been to. Now, late at night, the wife, after, sitting and traveling, it was like one of the first days or whatever they were traveling. They got in, they ran around, they danced, when they got there,
they had
a good time. They went up to the room and she was getting a little hungry, so she was like, all right, well, I'm going to order some room service. Called room service, and the resort apparently ended room service early that night. So she was like, all right, well, I'm still hungry. So
we're going to go out.
She's like, all right, I'm going to go downstairs. She told her husband, I'm going to go downstairs and I'll grab some stuff. Now, if my wife said that to me, I'd like, babe, stay here. I'll go take care of it.
Are they're in a hotel or a resort?
They're in a resort.
I would have been okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but like...
Me personally...
You would have went down.
Regardless, it's just because I would do it for my wife anyway.
This is probably going to change the way I think about this, though.
Yes,
now. So
yes.
Go ahead.
So again, and it's not a chauvinistic thing. It's a, hey, babe, I'll take care of it.
Oh, no. I completely understand. Like, I totally get where you're coming from with that. You want to make sure she's safe and everything
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, but it's not even that. It's just I'll go get you food. Don't worry.
Oh, that too, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But in general, if you're anywhere away from the places even if you're in a place that you're familiar with, things can happen.
Well, of course.
Okay. Now, so she decided she's going to take a walk downstairs and try to get something from somewhere open, maybe out on the beach or something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she went alone. The guy let her go alone, which, mistake number one.
Yep.
Mistake number two is her going. All right. Now, in the hotel, she was actually crossing through a rotunda and she started hearing footsteps behind her. Okay. Then
creepy.
They got louder, and all of a sudden, she was jumped. She was attacked from behind. Blacked out.
Oh.
She stated that although she did fight back, all right, the assailant actually overpowered her, and she was abused for over 8 hours.
Oh, my God. Wait, why did he not, like, why did the husband, right?
Yeah, the husband.
Why didn't the husband, like, go?
He searched for her, yes.
Oh.
I'm going to get to that. I am going to get to that. Now, this guy, or whatever the hell it was, he legitimately dragged her limp body down into the underground wastewater area of the resort. Mind you, the resort refuses to take any responsibility for this abduction or the outcome whatsoever, which is disgusting.
God.
They should be ashamed of themselves, and absolutely, I'm astonished. Majestic Elegance, you are pieces of garbage.
Wow.
I mean, legitimately, man, I mean...
You're a scum between my toes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, all right, so she was strangled on multiple occasions during this living hell, I can only imagine. Beaten to a pulp.
Oh.
Her face, I saw her face before and after, horrible. She was left for dead as the scumbag thought he killed her.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Once she was found, because the husband and the friends were searching, she wound up spending 5 days in the medical clinic.
Oh,
multiple
my
surgeries,
God.
Including for nerve damage, took place, and nothing was found to find that ass bag who did this to her.
That husband is never letting her go on a walk alone at night again.
Matter of fact, now the hotel refused to even look for the woman after the husband and the friends complained that she disappeared.
Are you kidding me?
They actually said, well, she must have been drunk on the beach.
Oh my God.
What would you do?
I'd sue the hotel.
Getting nowhere. Dominican Republic. The police didn't give a damn. They didn't do. They found
Dominican Republic.
They found evidence of her blood on the ground and on a mop.
And
they're
didn't
like,
do
"Well,
anything.
There's nothing we can do." Can you believe this?
I kind of can. Dominican Republic, but.
Well, again, public service announcement. People, ladies and gentlemen, when you travel,
be safe and always use the buddy system.
You need to always stay with someone else.
Buddy system.
Don't go out gallivanting on your own.
Nope.
It's not worth it. Way too many bad things can happen in general, especially when you're unaware of your surroundings. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Yo, what's up? This is Walter Emmanuel Jones, also known as Zach, the original Black Ranger, and you are listening to my man, Brim. Hey, y'all be cool, because it's morphin' time.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or... teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Tony Albanese, the Patriarch from Cake Boss, Cake Wars, and Cupcake Wars. Check me out. Monzik Radio, The Brim.
Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans. Let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter. Relax, it's only a gimmick. And at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Woo-hoo.
So, I went with my kids to see Booksmart.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the film?
No.
All right. You probably would like it. It's more of
it
your
It sounds
age
like
range,
something that I would like.
Age range. And you could probably relate because you were the smart kid in school.
Yeah, I was that nerd that got picked on.
I don't think you were a nerd. You were a wonderful human being.
You have no idea. If you think I'm geeky now, listen, I'm calling myself in high school and middle school a nerd. I had short hair, sat in the front of the class, had the big binders for every single class, raised my hand for every question. Yeah. Yeah, I was a total nerd. Total nerd.
All right, well, I checked this film out with my son and daughter, as always, at the Belmore Playhouse.
Oh, yep.
Amazing place. And it was pretty interesting indeed. I mean, the premise is that two bookwormish best friends in high school, all right, come to the realization that they have concentrated so much on their education that they've actually neglected to enjoy life in general. It's like a coming-of-age story, so to speak, okay? Fast-paced, fun, and very loose. It was a decent film all around. Now, the funny thing is one of the main characters is a lesbian.
Oh, okay.
So you will totally vibe on this. She's not out with her parents.
I vibe with it already just on the like missing out on life part.
Yes.
That sounds...
So they basically tried to catch up on everything they missed out on in like one night. The day before graduation.
Oh my God.
And it was interesting.
There's, I wish I did that.
There is one part in the film that was absolutely... I mean, I personally loved it. I don't want to ruin it. But let me just say, it's not animated, but it's like there are two Barbie dollish characters.
Okay.
And they're like...
Is it CG? Is it bad CG?
No, it's really good CG.
Oh, it's good CG?
It's hilarious.
Okay.
It's really funny. It's really funny. I don't want to ruin it for anybody because it just came out.
All right.
So,
I'm going to have to watch that.
Yeah.
That sounds like something... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you're in the Long Island or surrounding area, everybody, make sure to watch out for our pre-premieres and appearances in according with our friends over at Belmore Playhouse, where if you mention the Grindhouse Radio or GHR, you receive a discounted price of $8.50 and you get to hang with myself and the GHR crew as well.
Ooh, who wouldn't want to do that?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's what I said. So listen, I love the Belmore Playhouse. They're absolutely amazing. It's literally my home away from home, and like it's kind of like for my family and I. You know, we go there, we know everybody. It's clean, comfortable. The staff is friendly.
Oh yeah,
it's just a great place to kick back and see the movie. You know,
the chairs are the best.
Yeah,
the chairs are so good.
I walk in and it's like I'm Norm from Cheers.
Norm from I never watched Cheers.
Well, you know, well, all right. Well,
sorry.
Shame on you.
Yeah, well, I haven't watched a lot of things.
So, well, yes, we need to get you into Cheers. All right. That being said,
how about you need to get me into pop culture, considering I work at a pop culture radio station.
This is true.
Yeah,
this is true.
I'm learning more every day.
Well, all right. This is kind of real world, kind of pop culture. This next topic.
Okay.
All right. So it's and again, this is borderline political. It's not political, but it's borderline political.
All right, so we'll skirt the edge a little bit.
We're skirting the edge. Listen, I'm not gonna BS my stance on abortion. All right, I am all for abortion. It's a woman's right to say what happens to her body. Now, that being said, I don't know what your stance is. We will find out.
Oh, we're actually gonna find out. I don't know if I want to talk about this.
Okay, well then maybe you can steer clear then.
Yeah, or, I might. I'll say a little bit.
You don't agree with me?
No, no, no. For the most part, I do agree with you.
Okay, so we're going to talk about what's going on here.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you're aware, but in
Alabama?
No.
Oh.
In Georgia.
No, not another state.
In Georgia, the governor has recently signed off on an almost total ban on abortion.
They did the same thing in Alabama.
Okay. Now, the law itself is bafflingly unconstitutional and is normally blocked by courts. Now, it's insane because even women who find out that they're pregnant before 6 weeks, all right, it would be impossible to get an abortion before the cutoff of the law's timeline.
So basically Alabama too.
Right. Well, okay. Well, I'm not familiar with the Alabama one.
You didn't know about that one?
No, no, no. But well, maybe I did, but I didn't.
They straight up like you can't have, like they banned all. If you're raped, can I say that word?
Yeah.
If you're raped, if you get pregnant by incest, or if you, like, if something horrible happens to you, you cannot get an abortion in Alabama now.
It's disgusting.
And if you want to go out of state, you can't. You have to move.
Alabama.
I hate your stinking guts. You make me vomit.
So now it looks like Georgia's following suit with Alabama.
All right. Well, let's continue on this.
All right.
Now, all right. Most women wouldn't even know that they're pregnant at the point that they're declaring, which is once a heartbeat has been detected. Now, I think this is absolutely ridiculous. Again, men have no say on a woman and her rights to her body.
No.
The fact of the matter is, flipping decrepit old men should keep their goddamn pie hole shut and not comment on a woman's choice.
Yeah, and it's funny how a bunch of men are the ones making all these rules, too.
Well, the old ass decrepit pieces of garbage.
Yep.
Who have no, I mean, not a damn near sense in their goddamn heads. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
you're an
bad
idiot.
Anyway, let's talk about it. Well, what are your thoughts? It's disgusting, right?
It is disgusting, but I feel like I feel like even Georgia like is being a little bit better than Alabama, though, because I was disgusted when the whole Alabama story came out, because Alabama's worse. They just completely banned it.
Okay, so all right, so they completely banned it.
Yeah,
110%.
Yeah, not legal. Which is
ridiculous.
There's one exception. If you're going to die, then you're allowed to have it.
Oh.
That's it.
Well, now see, here's the thing. I do believe that abortion in terms of just, you know, an excuse to not use protection or protect yourself, and you're doing it multiple times and so forth just to kind of get rid of
the baby.
Yeah,
but then that gets expensive.
That's a little ridiculous.
Do plan B at that point.
Yeah, but the people use, you know what I'm saying? I agree. But most of the time, they don't know whether they're pregnant or not. But again,
if
Alex, I'm on your team here.
Okay.
I'm just saying that there are some people who do take advantage, but they are such a small percentage.
Yeah, they are.
To take something and to state that a woman shouldn't have a right. God forbid somebody is raped. God forbid somebody, there's incest.
Right?
God forbid there's, if you're too young and you're too young to be a mother.
Oh my
they
God.
They shouldn't have to.
Yeah, they shouldn't have to.
To destroy,
absolutely,
you know,
their
lives for something that they're not ready for.
Absolutely.
It is their choice.
I agree with the. I agree that there should be a line somewhere, mm-hmm. and I think
there
that
should be.
And I think that that line is open for debate.
Absolutely.
I think that there's a lot of scientific evidence that comes about every day as to, hey, like, do they feel pain or is this like? Because I don't want like the infant to feel pain. You know, that's the one thing that I'm worried about.
They won't.
Well, you don't know.
We don't know.
When we find out, I'd be interested to see like at what point the nervous system actually will feel pain. But regardless of that, banning it outright mm-hmm. and doing what I guess Georgia and Alabama have done is just terrible. It's just awful. I can't believe we're living in a country like this.
However, now what I am proud to say about this entire situation.
Okay.
All right. Hollywood is actually fighting back.
Are they really?
Yes. And not in the way you might think where a couple of random celebrities are going, oh, no. It's not like that. What's happening? There are a lot of studios who currently utilize Atlanta for the major tax breaks and that are offered to film there.
Yeah. Okay?
Now, it's become a hub for the world's biggest television shows. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
And films, including Walking Dead. I'm pretty sure that Avengers was partially filmed there and so on.
Wow. Okay.
So now you've got AMC, Warner Media, NBC Universal, Netflix, and the Walt Disney Company. The Walt Disney Company.
Oh my God.
Okay. They have all publicly stated that if this or any other heartbeat bills are passed, they will reconsider keeping their productions in the state of Georgia.
Amazing.
Okay.
Good for them.
Good for them,
good
right?
Good for them.
Disney's Bob Iger actually stated that the company would find it very difficult to keep their productions there, and that would be a tremendous loss.
Oh, Disney?
Tremendous.
Hell yeah.
Now, one that I'm curious if Governor Brian Kemp, scumbag, is going to take into consideration before making any legal changes. I'm wondering if he's going to take all this, you know, in and say, okay, this is going to happen.
I don't know.
The law is supposed to take effect January 1st, 2020. Again, it aims to outlaw abortion in Georgia after the detection of a fetal heartbeat. So again, that is before most women even know that they're pregnant.
Yeah, that you said that was like, what, 6 weeks?
Yes. Shame on you, Kemp. You're a scumbag. You should die. And that's it. I'm sorry. I know you how you feel about that.
No, I mean,
anybody who's going to make a rule or a law about, you know, about somebody's body and it's not your own, screw yourself.
This one, I actually agree with you a lot more than I normally do, because this is not one person just attacking somebody else and mm-hmm. harming like two or three people. This is going to affect an entire state
Absolutely.
Of women. And that's just, no, you just don't do this.
So if Kemp is stupid enough to continue, Atlanta will be over.
And that being said,
we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Within Brim Skin.
This is Steven OGG from The Walking Dead, Simon, and also that little cartoon fella, Trevor, from GTA 5. You're listening to Brim.
That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes a little fella.
Hey, I'm not that little.
Bring the arcade classics home with Arcade 1-Up. Create your own mind-blowing true arcade experience. All of your favorite games are back. Plug in to Pac-Man, Rampage, Street Fighter,
oh, you can-
Centipede, Galaga, and so many more. Ever wanted your own mini arcade but didn't have the room? Well, guess what? They're available in compact sizes to accommodate any living space or even workspace. Relive your childhood and celebrate the 40th anniversary of Space Invaders by getting your own exclusively at Walmart and find out why Arcade 1-Up was voted Toy of the Year 2019. So hurry up! What are you waiting for? Get yours now at your favorite retail locations, including Walmart, Best Buy, GameStop, Home Depot, and more. Find out more information on their official website, arcade1up.com. That's arcade1up.com.
Arcade 1-Up. No quarters needed.
Hey, this is Steve Coulter from The Walking Dead. I played Reg, and you are listening to my brother, Brimstone.
The original Mane & Tail Shampoo and Conditioner is a personal hair care solution that's been going strong for almost 50 years. Created right off the family horse farm to get show horses looking their very best. Then, Mane & Tail was discovered by people as a choice solution for their own hair care needs. Today, the line is expanded to include hair care solutions for everyone, from color protecting to deep moisturizing. Mane & Tail has an answer, so discover the secret for yourself. Mane & Tail, your hair care solution. Available for retail purchase at most grocery, drug, mass, and beauty supply stores nationwide. ManeandTail.com. Again, ManeandTail.com.
Hey, this is Johnny Young Bosch from Power Rangers, and you're listening to Brimstone.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brim's Skin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
And we're back to Within Brim's Skin.
What is up, everyone?
So we had mentioned about Walt Disney before. Now, Bob Iger, who is the president of Disney right now, the CEO.
Okay.
He also was a big part of Star Wars Celebration's celebration of Galaxy's Edge, the new theme park that's opening within Disney World.
That's going to be cool.
Absolutely amazing. It was really cool because they had a bunch of the characters, a bunch of the actors who played the characters from the film. Billy Dee Williams and obviously Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Now Harrison Ford surprised everybody. They didn't expect him to be there. He came up, and I did want to mention this. We have a quick clip. We'll play it. But he dedicated the opening of Galaxy's Edge to Peter Mayhew. Again, rest in peace, Peter. I miss you. I love you. And may the force be with you. Anyway, so shout out to all of our LGBTQ friends and fans out there.
Thank you, Brim.
So again, it is officially Pride Month 2019. And as always, Brim supports.
Oh, yeah.
Love is love. Doesn't matter who it is, two men, two women, three, this. I don't care what it is. Love is love, and I can appreciate everything that you stand for. So I've always got your back. Now, for those of you out there who are not savvy to what LGBTQ stands for, it is the lesbian, gay, transgender, and queer community.
Actually, there is a
letter as well, right?
No. Well, okay, so there's actually a bunch of letters.
Okay.
But there's actually a new acronym now. It's GSRM, which stands for gender, sexual, and romantic minorities.
Oh.
It's more inclusive because it's basically everybody, because we don't just have lesbians, bisexuals, transgenders, and queer. Like, there's a lot of other people under the LGBT umbrella.
Okay.
It's just they're not in the acronym, so there's kind of like a new acronym.
Now, and by the way, and I've done, listen, in entertainment, you're around a lot of people that are lesbians, a lot of gays.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I gotta tell you, sometimes they are the most hilarious, fun, sweet, and most absolutely loving people that there are out there. And, you know, to be completely honest, I mean, most of them wear their hearts in their sleeves, just like Alex.
Yeah.
And and there's just so much respect. So anyway, you know, a lot of people look at me, they're like, oh, you know, this is a big, scary, tough guy or whatever. And, you know, and they might think that I'm not sensitive to, you know,
I know you're sensitive.
But, you know, I support a lot. So anyway, this month, just so everybody knows, has been recognized since 1970. And with the current state of our country, without getting, again, too political, it is imperative that we continue to keep people educated about this community, the movement, and why it's so important to support it. Did you know, Alex, that the New York City Pride Parade, it's actually one of the largest and most well-known parades that takes place every year?
I did not know that, and I've wanted to go for so long.
It draws upwards of about 500,000 people.
Damn.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, I'm allowed to say that, right?
So, yeah, of course. Okay. Of course. Damn. Anyway, I want you now, Alex, you have the floor for the rest of the show.
For the rest of the show?
To talk to us about what the community means to you and some of the things that you know have just come up. So we want to show love to the community.
All right, so I'll...
And address this thing that you were talking
about. Yes, so that's going to be the more important thing that's going to get under your skin, and that is the name of the show, so I'm definitely going to go there. But I'll start with some happy things. So I've been in the LGBTQ community since high school. I was in our LGBT club. I went to some places out on Long Island. One of them was Legally. My band even played there for a show one year. I go there for Day of Silence every year. Mm-hmm. So there's always a day where you just don't talk, and then they do the night of noise where it's basically just a party, because it's like you went the whole day without talking, and then now you're meeting up with all of your LGBT friendly friends, and you just kind of have a good time. And then we We do this really cool tradition. I'm sure it means a lot more now. Back then, there was no Trump's wall thing.
Right.
But we build a wall out of concrete bricks,
okay.
And we write all of like the slurs that we hear, like when we were made fun of in high school, and then we tear down the wall using a sledgehammer as a way of like breaking free of like those slurs and like not letting them really affect us.
That's interesting. That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
But see, that's a cool way to look at it.
It was really cool. I even have a brick still from back when I first went there. They let me take like a brick home.
We don't need your education. So yeah, no, that's good. That's
yeah.
Cool.
And then in college, I also was in the LGBTQ club. It was more just like a support group, you know. There's a lot of people out there that aren't very friendly towards people that are very openly gay or openly bi or whatever.
And it's crazy.
It is.
It's crazy because a lot of people they have problems with their parents.
Oh yeah.
You know, who they can't understand, they don't approve and so forth. And you know, look, I can understand to a certain extent, like if you have like one son and you wanted children.
Yeah.
Now see, nowadays though, it's different because, you know, a lot of gay men adopt.
You can adopt.
A lot of lesbians adopt, yeah. And they have very, very rounded families.
Yeah, but that didn't used to be a thing. Gay couples couldn't adopt.
I know.
For a long time.
For a very long time.
In fact, I still think that in some states it's not allowed.
Yeah, no. It's not. Well, it was and then it wasn't again. So
yeah.
But again, we're not going to get political.
We're skirting the line.
But so tell me about this crazy thing that you were talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. So this month, there was a convention held during, because this week is Pride Week.
Right.
The convention was held by Pulse Nightclub, where the shooting happened.
Oh, jeez.
The convention was called Make America Straight Again. And they had a bunch of...
protesters?
They had a bunch of speakers at the convention basically saying horrible things about LGBTQ people. Like, one of them said something like that they... you know, supported the shooter at Pulse Nightclub for getting rid of the pigs of, like, the earth and, like, things like that. And...
Le who? The her.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. And they specifically held this conference during Pride Week and next to Pulse to piss off the whole LGBTQ community.
See, this is absolutely disgusting.
And they're trying to also, like, get gay marriage removed. They're trying, like, it's bad. And now, see, the thing is, there's a lot of people that, like, are for, like, the Make America Straight Again, and then you have all of the protesters that are trying to fight it, and it's just Pride Month turned into, like, a war almost kind of now.
Listen, you idiots.
Hello, are you new?
It's not going anywhere.
The fact of the matter is
you can say or do whatever the hell you want. It's not going anywhere. You should just take your freaking pathetic selves and step the hell away. Kiss off, brother.
There's so many protesters in Florida because of this. Like, people are literally flying to Florida to protest this the convention that went on. I can't believe there was a convention, Make America Straight Again. I can't believe that.
That's...
Next
yeah.
to Pulse Nightclub.
Why would anybody do that? See, that's just... It's
They're
just,
trying to piss us off.
But
that's
why?
What it is.
But why? You
because,
know what I'm saying?
Because they don't like... They literally called us, like, degenerates. They literally said that, like, we were, like, the scum of the earth. Like, that's what these people thought. Like, they said some of the most insensitive things that I've heard in a long time. And then you had people going around wearing Make America Straight Again hats and shirts.
See, now,
and like,
now see, this is the situation, Alex. When I say to you, Al, well, I called you Al. Holy
Al.
Wow, for the first
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's the
when
first
I,
time.
When I look at you and I say, Alex, I go, you know, this person should be offed. They should be dead. They should be done. They should cease breathing. They should cease living because they are such stupid, pathetic pieces of garbage. The fact of the matter is, when I say things like that and you argue with me,
I do argue
with
you.
These are the type of people that you're protecting.
But here's the thing.
These are the same jackasses. These are the same jackasses that beat their wives, that want to cut off abortion, all right? That want to.
Oh, yeah, they definitely want to cut off abortion.
These are the people that do not care about human beings. They are disgusting people that are cavemen.
I agree with you. I just don't think that they should die. I think they need to be ostracized from society. I think that these people need like, I'm not going to say silence them, but I hate how many people they have on their side.
All right,
I really do.
I can understand what you're saying there, but the fact of the matter is you can ostracize them to a different island.
I'm fine with that.
They will find their way back, and they will infect the rest of the goddamn planet.
Not if you have good people surrounding you.
Listen, we got to end the show here.
I know.
Thanks again, everybody, for tuning into Within Brimskin. Please make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. We'll be hanging with you again next week.
And everyone, have a happy Pride Month.